You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good day. Welcome back to First Take. It's Marathon Monday as today marks the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. About 30,000 runners from around the world participating in this historic race with the first group about 2 hours into the run. It's all happening now live right on ESPN2. Quick take, Scottie Scheffler dominated the field on Sunday to win his second green jacket in 3 years. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods finished with 16 over par, the worst score in his major career. Stephen A., what are you taking away from these performances?
Well, first of all, Scottie Scheffler is the best in the world. He's been ranked number one in the world. I think it was for the last, for more than 80 weeks during his short pro career thus far. The brother's just on another level. He's only 27 years of age, the fourth youngest to do what he has done in terms of winning multiple green jackets. Jack Nicklaus did it at 25 years old. So did Tiger Woods. Ballesteros did it at 26, and now him, right? But Tiger Woods is where I wanted to get to. Scottie Scheffler. He ain't going nowhere for a long time. He getting ready to be, you know, a dad again and all the stuff and married all with all the best to him. He ain't going anywhere. Tiger Woods, it's over. It's over. And it's not to knock him in any way. Health-wise, he's overcome a lot. It's to be applauded, all right? 16 over, scored 304, highest score of his career. Previous high was 302 at the Memorial in 2015. Since winning the 2019 Masters, Shannon, he's played in 12 majors. He's tied, his best finish has been tied for 21st. He's missed the cut four times. He's withdrawn twice. And he's sitting here because he's 48 years of age and he's on the course or whatever. And he's telling you, you know, it's not that bad. It's been an upside. That's not the Tiger Woods.
No, he would never say
that. He would never say that. The fact that he's saying that, he's looking for moral victories and stuff like that. Not to say they don't exist, because they do.
They're not.
We're not knocking him. It's just that it's over.
It is.
It's over.
It's good. He almost lost his life.
Yes.
He should be fortunate.
Yes.
To even be able to play with Charlie.
Yeah.
But to go out there and play with it, because here's the thing, Stephen A., what he can't do is practice on the regular.
That's right.
Or play tournament golf, because it's hard for him to walk. And what happens, he looks good for the first couple of days, and then that soreness of his body not being acclimated to doing that takes over. If you notice, the first couple of days is really good. But as he hits the weekend, if he makes the cut, he starts to bloom. And that's what's happening. And so you can't practice. You can't walk the course. You can only hit, putt, chip so much during the course of the week. Now you go ask your body. Just imagine if a guy say, you know what, I'm going to just sit on my couch and all I'm going to do is just go play on Sunday.
That's right. It ain't going to work.
It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. And so, and for him, that's Tiger. Right. You don't get more. I remember the time, oh, I'm winning. I'm here to win. If I'm in the tournament, his famous words, if I'm in the tournament, I'm here to win it.
Right.
He knows he has no chance of winning now.
Zero.
After that car crash right. Here in California.
Out here in Cali, yeah. It ain't. And not only that, Shannon, you got cats. These folks that are playing now, they're guys that looked up to Tiger.
Yes.
Growing up, and they mirror their games after him. I'm talking in terms of their competitive fervor. And so, taking care of yourself physically,
yeah.
Doing what
the
you need to
the
do,
eating,
the
training. Yes.
He basically set the stage, and he's the model. You can't knock these cats.
No.
Now, you made them.
Right.
And they're younger, they're more vibrant, they're healthier, they haven't been through as much as he's been through. It's over.
That's the thing. Because what he could Tiger do, he could out-hit everybody. Now he can't out-hit everybody. Guys can have the iron play that he does. They can chip and putt just as good as he can. And they're half his age.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they don't have the wear and tear on his body. The Achilles injury, the ACL, the back.
Too much.
He got a rod in his back, Stephen A.
Too much. Too much.
We wish him well. We'll never see it again. He's the greatest golfer. But it's
thankful. 15 majors, 5 masters, all the best to Tiger,
yeah.
But his days of winning.
It was an epic run. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's about to be an epic run for your Knicks, Stephen A. New York, stand up. Jalen Brunson. What? 47-8 in an OT win over the Bulls en route to securing the 2 seed despite all the injuries. The Knicks closed out the regular season on a 5-game win streak. They'll now await the winner of Wednesday's Heat 76ers matchup. Now, despite the key injuries this season, the Knicks won 50 games for the first time since 2013, largely on the back of Brunson's MVP caliber season. In his last 10 games, Brunson averaged more than 37 points per game, the third most over a 10-game span in Knicks history, trailing only Bernard King in 1985. All right, let's break this down. Let's get into it here. I say, what players are in the East are you taking over Brunson right now?
No one.
No one right now.
Talk to me next season, Shannon. Talk to me next season. I stand down. The Greek freak's the Greek freak. A healthy Giannis Antetokounmpo, I get it. I understand. Healthy Joel Embiid, I get it. You understand? I get all of that. Jason Tatum, take all. Absolutely. Right now, for this season, the way those brothers have been compared to the way Jalen Brunson has been, I'm not taking anybody over Jalen Brunson right now, Shannon. Not right now.
Not even JT.
Well, you know what? You know what? We got to see, because I believe in Jason Tatum. I believe in him. You know, I think the Boston's going to win it. I picked them to win it. But I must confess, I don't like their reliance on the three-point shot. I don't like the way they've looked over the last couple of weeks or so. I think they've fallen off a little bit. And I'm seeing the Knicks ascend. And I'm looking at the pieces around them, and I'm like, this is not supposed to be happening. But it's happening. I saw the brother going to Boston with Tatum and Jaylen Brown and them on the floor and beat them. That's what I saw, Shannon. So what I'm trying to say to you right now, you can sit up there. Of course, from a talent perspective, we can't sit up there and pick Jalen Brunson ahead of these brothers. I know they're more talented, plus they're bigger and taller and all of this other stuff. But in terms of his level of production, compared to what I have seen from other people, I saw Jason Tatum that I had number one in an MVP race months ago. I saw him tail off. I saw Jalen Brunson ascend. Excuse me. Right now, I'm not picking anybody above Jalen Brunson in the Eastern Conference. Nobody.
Listen, there's only two little guys that you would even ever think about taking
over a big guy. Iverson and Isaiah.
Well, when I say little guys, anything that's under 6'6 and below.
All right, well, Steph Curry.
That's Jordan, Curry, and Kobe.
You're right.
But you going to take Brunson over JT?
Excuse me. Like I told you before, I'm looking at JT having Jaylen Brown, having Jrue Holiday, Derek White, Porzingis, and all of that other stuff, and I'm looking at the way they've tailed off, and I have concerns about Boston right now. I'm telling you what I have seen from Jalen Brunson, I'm shocked. I am shocked. I never, ever, ever in my wildest dreams believed that I would see this level of production from a Jalen Brunson. I don't think right now his ability to draw fouls, his ability to get to the basket, his ability to hit perimeter shots, everything, man.
I don't think anybody saw
it. None of us saw it.
You could see a little bit of it when Luka was out in his last year in Dallas.
A little bit.
But you didn't
see this.
But you didn't know he could go to this level, but you didn't know a team would turn the reins over to him.
That's right.
So a lot of times, Stephen A., you don't really know what a guy is capable of because he's in a situation where he doesn't have everything under his control.
Okay.
They gave it. Take it. Everything is yours. And he took it and run. I did not know. No, I did not know he had this in him.
That's right.
And I will concede this. Okay. If you're telling me right now, Joel Embiid is hurt, Giannis is hurt, but I still would take JT over Jalen Brunson right now because at 6'8 and a half, 6'9, I'm going to take a great big man over a great little man.
Right.
That's just me.
But, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
Yeah, but I believe you agree with me also. Mm-hmm. If Embiid is healthy, if Giannis is healthy, you're not taking Brunson over either one of those guys.
No, I wouldn't. But I will say this. I don't like how Milwaukee has looked.
No.
I don't like how I don't understand it. Now, Giannis was averaging 30 and 13 while it was happening.
Right.
But I still don't like the way his effect on the
outcome
is not what I expected it to be.
Right.
And so I'm looking at Brunson. They said, listen, over the last 7 games, Shannon, 6-1 record, 38.1 points per game on 44% shooting from three, 8.6 assists per game during this streak. This is what we're seeing from this brother. You understand what I'm saying to you? Right now, in this moment, as the playoffs are about to begin, there's nobody in the Eastern Conference that you can definitively say you'd prefer over Brunson based on the way he's producing.
Right. And this in the Eastern Conference is also Dame. And you and I both agree that right now Brunson is playing better than Dame. He's played better this year than Dame. Now, maybe next year, after you're getting acclimated, we understand that Dame is going through some things off the court.
That's just
he hopefully he gets those things resolved and he can really just focus on basketball. But right now, as you and I sit here and discuss this topic, other than Jason Tatum, I can't see anybody that I would rather take over
Jalen
Brunson.
See what I said on NBA Countdown yesterday? I said that if Milwaukee loses, I said, I think you need to consider moving Dame up out of there.
He just got there.
Let me explain. I'm not talking about his game. He's not happy there. Now, he's got a lot of distractions, which are his business, and we wish him nothing but the
best.
Nothing but the best. Because a lot of us would not be able to handle it as well as he's handling it. But nevertheless, whatever support system that you're looking for, and I'm sure they got love for him and they try to support him or whatever, but it's one of those situations where if you are not happy in a situation, albeit because of outside reasons.
He wanted to go to Miami.
And I know he wanted to go to Miami, too. Let's call it what it is. I mean, you got all of that going on. That's a lot to deal with. I'm not talking about his game because I believe in Dame.
Yeah, for
I'm talking about what he has to go through and psychologically how that situation may not be ideal for him.
Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
All I know is this. At one point in time, they were 30-13, and they fired their head coach.
That's right.
Now what?
And,
if you lose in the first round,
since Doc Rivers has been there, 17-19, I think that's a bad look for Doc Rivers if they end up getting bounced out in the first round. But I will say this: coming in halfway through the season, with Giannis also getting hurt and all of that other stuff, with Dame going through what he's going through, I think that if you're Milwaukee, you give Doc next season. But I remember when Doc first arrived there. Remember what my words were: if they don't win by next year, it's the end of Doc Rivers' coaching career. I said that.
But why would you even take it mid-season?
How you going to turn that down if you don't have a job? How you going to turn
down? You don't have a job. You're working right here with us.
How you going to turn down, if you're a coach, how you going to turn down the opportunity to coach Giannis and Dame together? I don't know if you do that. I don't know any coach.
You coach James Harden and Joel Embiid together, and then what'd it get you? And you coach Paul George and Kawhi together, and what'd it get you?
Well, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard together, I mean, that's injuries and all that other stuff. But what I'm saying to you is James Harden, we know that's a different animal right there. I believe in James Harden, but James Harden got to believe in James Harden come playoff time. He got to believe in himself.
But,
I believe in his skill set.
But 30-13?
I agree. But the players weren't happy.
Okay, how they now? How the players now?
They can't be happy.
If you're not happy with 30-13, you're downright miserable with 17-19.
How about that? That's true. Adrian Griffin is actually looking pretty good right now.
Molly,
he was 30-13 when they lost.
You like it, I love it. All right.
What
old saying?
The devil you know is better than the one you don't.
Absolutely.
That's fair. That's fair.
True story.
In some people's eyes. But if the devil you know can be replaced by an angel, it's a different
thing. I don't even know what that is.
I'm just saying. That's
how the thinking goes. If you can replace it with Steve Kerr, okay.
All right, then.
Are you going to replace it with Pop? Okay. Right. But you are right.
Usually chill. Usually chill.
I like that suit, Shannon.
Thank you, Molly. You know what I'm saying? Stephen A had to give me some credit in the hallway. He said, big boy, I like that. Big boy, I like that. You know what I'm saying?
I have no recollection.
Let's go. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. All right, for the first time in NBA history, three teams were tied for the Western Conference number one seed heading into the game last game of the season, after dominating 135-86 win over the Mavs, OKC finished with a 57-25 record, as did the defending NBA champion Nuggets. But the Thunder, they own the tiebreaker. Nikola Jokic closed the regular season as the overwhelming favorite to win the third MVP trophy, according to the odds by ESPN Bet, ahead of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Luka Doncic. And the Joker would be just the ninth player in NBA history to win three MVP awards. How about them apples? All right, SA, tell me this. Does SGA have a case for MVP over Jokic?
A case? He's getting my vote for MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should be the NBA MVP. You know, don't give me that look, Shannon. Don't you do it. Okay, don't you dare do that. Excuse me, before you make sure you contort your face with the stuff like the way you do it. Let me tell you something, Shannon. I know how great Jokic is.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand that. You know what I'm saying? I see Luka. I see the show that he's putting on, led the league in scoring. Absolutely spectacular. Let me throw these numbers by you, please. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander averaged 30.9 points per game, second in the NBA. Career high 54.4% shooting from the field, 37.6% from three-point range. Led the league in steals with 2.1 a game. Career high 6.4 assists per game. Okay, this is what we're talking about here. The number one seed in the Western Conference.
Percentage
points. Tell me. The number one seed, okay? Oh, by the way, Shannon. Not only the number one seed, but the number one seed with the second youngest team in the NBA. Come on now. You can't do this. This kid right here, you know how much I love Brunson. You know what I've seen from him. But I would like this. When Oklahoma City came to the Garden the other day, I was like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander comes to the Garden. You know what I'm saying? This brother's special now. This brother's special now. Dancing over 6'6", 6'7", ball handling, passing, finishing at the basket. 14.7 points in the paint per game, which is fifth in the NBA. Can get to the basket, can hit perimeter shots, can hit three, running the team. The second youngest team in the National Basketball Association, and this brother got them as the number one seed in the Western Conference, and averaged 30. I'm sorry. And I'm not talking about Brunson. Remember, I brought up the 38.
Yeah.
That's over the last seven games. Over an 82-game stretch, this brother averaged 30.9 points a game. Second youngest team in the NBA. There's nothing to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should be the league MVP. No doubt.
He not. And you voting for him is like you voting for a third-party candidate. You just wasted your vote.
I'm actually considering that third party. I'm actually considering that third party, Shannon. I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, I'm the wrong person to come to. I'm actually considering a third party vote, damn it.
It is, you know what? Stephen A., I'll be honest with you, but when you look at all these numbers, Jokic is 26, 12, 9 on 58% shooting. Shai Gilgeous is 30, 5.5, 6 on 54% shooting. And Luka is 33, 9, 9, 9, almost 10 assists on 49% shooting. This is really close. But I think the fact that Jokic is that when you watch his games and you watch him score 35 points on 16 shots, and he has 17 assists, and he has 18 rebounds, you're like, Just imagine if he shot the ball as much as some of these other guys, what his numbers would look like. But that's not, he's a reluctant scorer. He scores when he has to. And then that performance that he put on the defensive night, most estimations that Rudy Gobert is going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay.
He made him look like Greg Poupon. Mustard everywhere. Did you see what he did to
him? Come on.
41-7.
I mean, so what? I mean, we know
that Rudy.
Rudy, yeah, he might be Defensive Player of the Year, but Jokic is a different animal because Jokic can pull you away from the basket. The brother's skill.
He was going at him at the basket.
Well, I'm glad you
made him look like Rudy on Fat Albert.
Listen, I want you to remember what you're saying about Jokic because in just a couple of days, the Lakers may be destined to go up against him. So remember what you're saying. Be careful now. Be careful now.
We saw it last year.
Listen, all I'm saying to you is this. I'm looking at Shea Gilgeous. Look at his win differential. He had like 50 games over 30. I mean, a brother is sensational, man. You got to give credit. You can't
I'll give it a credit. All right. He's going to be first team all NBA.
He is going to be first team all NBA. You trying to tell me the number one seed, the second youngest team in the NBA that's the number one seed in the Western Conference with a dude that's averaging over 30, okay, he doesn't deserve to be. Well, you the reigning defending champions, and you got champions around you because you obviously the leader of the pack. Than Jokic, all right? Mike Malone is a sensational coach. Jamal Murray is a stud.
Excuse me.
Have you seen Denver's record when Jamal and Jokic ain't playing together? It ain't quite the same. They struggle when they don't have Jamal Murray now. It ain't the same. Okay, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, it don't matter. This brother is special. And we are going to say this is a regular season award. We ain't saying they're going to win a championship.
No,
we ain't saying they're going to beat Denver. We ain't saying nothing like that. But this is a regular season. And over the course of the regular season, there is no one more deserving than Shea Gilgeous-Alexander for league MVP. He has my vote.
Yo.
He has my vote.
Yo.
You wasted it? Well, damn it, I might influence elections. Be careful. Be careful. I'm at that third party. I might influence it. You know, Molly, I only got one thing to say. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and I approve this message.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Tonight's the night. Let's get it. Time for a quick take. All right, Tim Legler, you're up. Caitlin Clark is expected to go number one overall in the WNBA draft to the Fever. What are your expectations for her in the league?
She's going to be great. It's going to take a little time because I think she's going to be a target. There's no question about that. The teams are coming for her with all the attention she just gotten. But here's the thing. She has the skill level and the mental toughness to overcome all of it. I actually think the comparison is more apt to Luka Doncic than it is Steph Curry. Luka was a target when he got to the league because of the way he carried himself. And guess what? Eventually, you're good enough, they stop coming for you on that level and they just accept your greatness. I do think she's going to get there. It's going to take a little time. I'll say this, Molly. Her passing is what's going to guarantee her success. Everybody on that court is going to be better because she's playing and she's going to be throwing the ball in every case to someone who can finish the play. So that's why Caitlin Clark immediately is going to make her team better. The scoring might take a little longer to catch up.
Absolutely, and she'll be center stage tonight. As a reminder, the WNBA draft on ESPN and the ESPN app. So, of course, the Indiana Fever with that one pick. Then we got the LA Sparks second and fourth picks, and the Chicago Sky have the third. Our coverage begins at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific from Brooklyn. We'll be watching. All right, to the men's side, whoever ends up as the West champ is going to have to go through one of the deepest conferences in league history. For the first time ever, a single NBA conference had 10 teams finish 10 games above 500. The Nuggets are currently favored to get out of the West for a second year in a row. That according to ESPN Bet. All right, Tim, we'll start with you.
All right.
Which player in the West has the most pressure to win a title?
I think there's two, and it's hard to differentiate between the two. Kevin Durant, Luka Doncic. I think those two players have more pressure on them, and I'll tell you why. For Kevin Durant, I'm one of those people that thinks that not every ring carries the same weight. I just don't believe that it does.
Interesting.
And this is the one thing, right? Kevin Durant hasn't checked that box. He went to a team that was already a champion, a team that was already great, and join them. Yes, he's got two rings, two finals MVP. So at the end of the day, will he sleep like a baby? Either way, probably. I think he's solid with what his legacy is. But the way he's viewed externally, if he were able to carry the Suns on a Western Conference run, okay, I think that's going to do more to cement in people's minds what he is and who he is. If they lose in the first round, when he's been paired up with Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, they're coming for Kevin Durant. He's going to hear a lot about that, and it might cost Frank Vogel his job if that were to happen. The other guy is Luka. And here's why. I think Luka Doncic is on a level. He's either going to be second or third in MVP voting. I think he's had the best individual season of any player in the NBA. And I think this team represents his best chance to make a run at the Western Conference to this point in his career because of the way Kyrie's playing, the pieces they've added around him. They are on a roll heading into the postseason. I think everything is lined up for Luka now to cement and put a stamp and pound that gavel who he is relative to other star players in this league. So I think one of those two guys have more pressure on them than anybody else. And I know you guys are probably going to say the dude's on the Clippers. And I strongly disagree if that's where you're going to go. And I'll tell you why. But go ahead.
Well, first of all, it's blasphemous what you're saying. I'm going to come to the defense of KD Trey, a.k.a. Kevin Durant. The man is a two-time NBA champion. He is a two-time NBA Finals MVP. I'm not trying to act like he's devoid of pressure to depart from Golden State, to go to Brooklyn, and then from going from Brooklyn to Phoenix. Of course there's pressure, but not the most pressure. Let me throw something by you, Tim Legler. Let me throw something by you, Shannon Sharp. Let's bring up the name James Harden. 10-time NBA All-Star, 6-time All-NBA First Team, a league MVP, member of the NBA's 75th anniversary team, 3 scoring titles, 2 assist titles, but hasn't been to a conference finals since 2018, hasn't been to an NBA finals since 2012, and has never, ever won a title. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Of course James Harden's name has to come into the equation because when we look at the Los Angeles Clippers, if Kawhi Leonard is on the basketball court and he's played more games than he's played in years this season, okay? If Paul George is on the basketball court, then really what you're asking with the personnel that the Clippers have, what's James Harden going to do? What's he going to bring to the table for you? I'm not questioning Russell Westbrook here. I'm not questioning a healthy Kawhi and Paul George here. I know what they're going to do, okay? The question is, what is James Harden going to do? If James Harden is the James Harden that we know he can be, oh, the Clippers could beat anybody. No, don't tell me that he's got less pressure on him than somebody who's already won 2 rings.
Nope, he does for the simple fact he's not that same player that when you talk about 2018, he's not that player anymore. He's not asked to be that player anymore. And I agree with Legs on this. LeBron's championship in Cleveland means more to than the 2 that he won in Miami.
100%.
So are you trying to tell me if Kevin Durant wins a ring with the Suns, it wouldn't mean more than the 2 he has in Phoenix?
It would be.
Golden State?
It would mean more.
But here's the thing. Finally, normally Kevin Durant has a ticky-tack injury he's limping in or some of his teammates. He didn't get it done. Whatever the case may be, Kyrie went down, where you had COVID year, or whatever the case may be. And if you look at it, his numbers are better after the Achilles injuries than they were before. If you look at his scoring numbers, his rebounding.
Him and Booker averaging over 27.
So now you got 2 guys averaging over 27. Bradley Beal, everybody is healthy. You mean to tell me there ain't no pressure for him to win a title after that horrible? Remember the last time he was with Brooklyn, he got swept out of the playoffs.
My Boston.
He got swept. Mm-hmm. And hey, you listen, trying to tell me ain't no pressure?
I'm not trying to say there's no pressure.
Okay.
I'm saying, guys, you can't tell me that there's more pressure on him than Harden with what I just broke down to you. Let me also say this. Yesterday, I was on TV and I picked the Wolves to beat the Suns. I'm sorry, I got to retract that. I think the Suns are going to beat the Wolves. I don't like what they how the T-Wolves have looked against the Suns. The Suns have beaten
3-0.
Them 3-0. Yeah. They have not trailed in the second half, and they've been up by double digits in the second half of each game. They've had their way with Minnesota, and with Rudy Gobert on the floor, it's even worse. And for some reason, Anthony Edwards, he's on Ant-Man's only averaging like 14 a game against them. I don't understand it. And so I want to retract that. But I will say this. This is a number I wanted to throw out at you. Clippers teammates, Harden, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, have 28 combined All-Star selections, 5 scoring titles, 0 NBA rings. So I'm saying at some point in time, I mean, what doesn't it matter what somebody has actually done?
Yes.
But Kevin Durant has won 2 chips.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to explain to you. Go ahead, Shannon.
No, I was going to say this. And Paul George. Because Paul George, more times than not, especially in the Western Conference, has come up small. Remember, he called himself Playoff P, but people can't forget Pandemic P.
Yes.
We saw that.
Right.
Remember when he was in OKC and Russ goes off for 45?
Right. Yep. I believe in him. I don't believe that will happen to Paul George.
Well, he better not.
It won't happen.
Stephen A., I'm going to explain to you, though, why James Harden is not in this equation. Here's why. 2 things create pressure: expectations and then reaction. And James Harden is not going to elicit that kind of expectation anymore. I think the bar has been set so low for him with past playoff performances. I don't think anybody is expecting James Harden to be that guy in the postseason. So as a result, the bar has been set so low, the expectations aren't there for him.
But expectations create pressure. It's not about him being that guy. It's about looking at the Clippers as constructed. If Kawhi's hurt or Paul George is hurt and they're out, I get y'all. I'm saying if those two brothers are on the court, you know what you can get from them. You're looking at him and saying, all right, you ain't being asked to be that dude that you were in Houston anymore. You ain't even being asked to be what you were in Philly with Embiid. You in an ideal situation. There is no excuse.
There is no comparison to the vitriol that is going to go in their direction if both of those guys lose in the first round. They're not coming
for
James Harden.
If Luka's averaging over 30, he ain't going to get vitriol if Dallas lose.
No. Well, Luka.
I don't think that's going to happen with him.
I'm talking about James Harden and Durant. If the Clippers lose in the first round, no matter what James Harden does, people are going to forget about that in 48 hours. If Kevin Durant loses in the first round to the Minnesota Timberwolves, a team with no collective playoff experience as winners, and he's got that much talent next to him, and they lose that series in the first round, we're going to be talking about Kevin Durant probably all summer if he loses that series. We're not going to talk about James Harden.
The first round, Stephen A.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be twice.
Yeah. They've won 10 of their last 14 games, but prior to that, we were lamenting the fact that what the hell is going on in Phoenix because they can't seem to hold fourth quarter leads. What's going on with Frank Vogel in Phoenix? What the hell's going on here?
Didn't they lose?
We've looked at them like that.
Did they lose in the first round last year?
They lost to Denver, second round. Because Kawhi got hurt after dropping 38, and then the Clippers won the rest of that series. Because Kawhi went down.
He got swept by Boston. His last full season in Brooklyn.
Right.
He lost in the second round last year to the Nuggets.
Right.
If he goes out, you got 2 guys averaging 27, Stephen A., and everybody is healthy?
Listen, again, I'm not trying to imply there's not pressure on Kevin Durant. I'm not saying that. I'm just making the argument that if James – and remember with James Harden, we ain't talking about ability.
Right.
We're talking about, I mean, this man has been accused of quitting.
Yeah, right.
Quitting.
Right.
You understand? No, we'll be talking about that for more than 2 days if that happens this go round.
But this
I don't believe it will. I believe in James Harden, but
there's still pressure.
But this is why I agree with Legs, is because we don't have the same level of expectation. He's the third option. We had expectations last year when he was with Joel Embiid because he was the second option. Okay. As you move down the ranking as far as options, the less culpability is normally heaped on you.
Yeah, but how about how the Clippers were looking before he arrived and then how they were looking after? They had a, they started off rough the first five or six games, and then they went on this damn tear, and James Harden was the one that was in the headlines because his elevated level of play elevated the Clippers to championship expectations. We just forgetting that?
As long as they don't see the Lakers, they'll be just fine, won't they? I noticed you ain't said anything about that. Hey, Leg, all last year he was over there bumping his gum talking about they run L.A.
Because they were doing it. They were running
L.A. Now they don't run nothing but their mind.
I feel you.
They don't run nothing but their mind. They run around L.A.
Right
now. Better not see us.
Well, listen, or you can say that.
Better not see us.
Don't y'all have to get past Denver? Assuming y'all face them.
I think there's more pressure. I think there's more pressure on Kyrie Irving than James Harden.
I agree.
Because the expectations are there for Kyrie.
Yes. Because Luka's going to be Luka.
Right. And the thing that, I have no doubt about Luka.
That's it.
Neither do I.
So now what? You got Kyrie averaging almost 26.
Yeah. Oh.
He's got to deliver. He's got to deliver.
I don't doubt Kyrie Irving.
He's been great in the playoffs.
I don't have any concerns about Kyrie Irving.
I don't either.
I think Kyrie Irving going to put on a show.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he's going to put on a show.
But here's the thing, though. What Legs and I are saying, there's more pressure on Kyrie than James Harden because of the expectations.
Well, you could say that. But what I'm saying to you is that with Kyrie, it wasn't basketball matters that got in the way of Kyrie Irving.
Right.
Okay. With James Harden, he was on the basketball court averaging 30, and then big moments would show up in the postseason, and he wasn't there. That wasn't no Kyrie Irving. That wasn't no Kyrie Irving.
But Legs, I think you'll agree with this.
Yeah.
People don't care why you didn't perform.
Yes,
they care is that you didn't perform. Yeah. So whether it was off the court or on the court, the fact of the matter is, did you get the job done?
I would challenge y'all. I would challenge y'all. Listen, y'all area of expertise is playing. My area of expertise is chronicling and reporting. And I'm telling y'all right now, we did bring up whys. Whys matter.
No.
Oh, yes. Mm-mm. Oh, yes, it does.
We know Stephen A. Shannon. Huh? Shannon, he calls himself the grave digger. Okay? We'll just leave it at that. The self-proclaimed grave digger right there. Right?
Oh, you the grave digger?
Yeah.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Well, if you scoop back,
Shannon. He called me
the grave digger. That's what they say. They, AKA.
Whoever they are, I see you, I got something for you.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, there he is, Rob Gronkowski. Gronk throwing out the first pitch at Fenway. And take a look at, does that pitch remind you of anybody else's that you've seen before?
No,
Stephen A.
It doesn't. He did better. He spiked.
Stephen A. I mean, you got to make amends.
I'm gonna make amends. I'm gonna do it this year. This summer. I'm telling you, I'm gonna do it this summer.
We have your pitch
this summer.
It looks eerily similar. Stephen A. I didn't know you were spiking the ball. It does look eerily similar.
It was more crickets. It was more crickets than anything.
I mean, if you would have got it, it would have been a strike. I mean, it left your hand. It looked good.
I was scared. I was gonna bust my ass.
Stephen A.
I made a business decision. Yes.
Was it cricket or crickets with an S?
Crickets.
Oh, crickets.
Crickets.
It was crickets.
Crickets.
I haven't heard of that sport, but that's good.
You know what I'm saying? Or cricket. I don't know.
Just let it go.
And it kicked the leg up to it. I'm going to make up for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make up for it. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make up for it this summer.
Okay.
Mark my words.
Okay.
Here I come.
Don't worry about it.
I can't wait.
Listen,
Stephen A.
Hey, listen.
I'm
it's not like I do something
seat.
All the time and then went up there and choked. I never stepped on a mound before.
Yeah. Shannon,
Shannon, yes. I'm going to get a whole section so you could bring your whole family, whoever you want to come, whoever wants to come down.
She thinks she's joking. Molly would do that.
I'm going to get the whole section so everyone can be there to support you.
Hey, listen.
With
hey,
that
listen,
spike.
A brother didn't run. A brother didn't run. It's a choke job, bro.
Yeah.
It's a choke job on my part. I ain't no way to run. I got the old name. I'm going to make up for it. But y'all didn't have to sit up there. Boy, you were so upset with me.
Yeah, that was bad.
They're like, come on, Stephen. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. I disappointed my people.
You know what? Because everybody hit me up. Man, you see your boy? He threw out the first. I said, what did he do? How he look? They're like, man, not everybody said it. I said, oh, my goodness.
That's all right. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to make up for it. I promise y'all that. You ain't got to worry about it. That's all right.
I mean, I'm going to
make up for it.
I've seen women
Shannon,
do backflips, do the split, and get it over the plate, Stephen.
Well, Shannon, hold on. One last thing, and then we're going to go to break. Just show the pitch one more time. Shannon, just pay attention to his leg. Can we show this one more time really quickly?
Why are you paying attention to my leg?
No, just look at his leg. Do you see how it goes all wild?
I was scared I was going to bust my butt. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. I was scared I was going to do it. But it's all right.
Stephen, I didn't know you had that flexibility.
No, I wasn't even thinking. I just went to work and I just said, yo, man.
I mean, you see the President Bush?
Yes.
You see he throw a strike, fastball.
After 9/11.
With a jacket
after
on.
After 9/11 with a jacket.
You got a baseball jersey on.
But you know what? He played a little bit. Plus, you know what?
That was 40 years ago.
He was the former owner for the Rangers. You know what I'm saying? So he probably was out there on the mound a bunch of times.
So in other words, I should.
And you know, and I'm just saying.
So I should expect Jeannie Buss to go out there and drain some threes.
More experience. That's all I'm trying to say.
Jeannie Buss. That was hilarious.
That's my rationale, and I'm sticking to it, man. That's my rationale.
That analogy. Oh my God, Jeannie shooting threes.
That was hilarious, though.
You just brought it up. That's the only thing I can come up with that fast.
Oh my God.
That's all right.
Stephen
that's
A, you got the gift of gab, that's for sure.
I'm going to make up for it.
Okay.
Trust me.
I hope
so. Right.
We got to leave it there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses his second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to him. Bobon's playing with the crowd and saying, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
That was great.
Stephen A.
That was great. You know, he's got a wonderful, wonderful personality. I don't know a single person in the NBA that has encountered him that doesn't have love for him. And, you know, he's the kind of person that missed that on purpose, you know, just to make sure everybody can get some chicken.
I got you. You want chicken?
I got you covered. Don't worry about it. It's no problem. You know, they won the game anyway. You know, they knew they were going to win. So it was good. It was a real nice moment for him. I showed up for a little while to the game yesterday while I was doing NBA countdowns right across the street. It was a great atmosphere. Yeah. It really was.
That was an easy miss for him. It's not like he had 48 and he needed two free throws to get to 50.
There we go.
But you, like you said, Stephen, for him to engage the crowd, like, yeah, I got y'all. Don't worry about it. I got y'all covered.
Don't even worry about it.
Here's Wednesday night's NBA playing tournament games on ESPN and the app 7 Eastern. The Sixers host the Heat. Then it's the Hawks and the Bulls and the Shy. Our coverage begins with NBA Countdown, 6:30 Eastern. All right, Heat Sixers, let's get it. That is on Wednesday. Sorry, you keep catching me not in my chair. My apologies. Stephen A., who are you picking in that one?
I'm inclined to go with the Heat. I don't like what I saw from Embiid limping off the floor. But we don't know about Jimmy Butler either. I'm just going to go with Eric Spoelstra in the Heat. I'm just guessing. because of injuries?
I'm going with the Sixers. I like Joel Embiid. He limped off. He came back. I love Tyrese Maxey. I love Kelly Oubre Jr. Tobias Harris has been really well this year. I got the Sixers.
Okay.
Shannon, I'm going with the Sixers.
Either way, they're going to lose to the Knicks.
Going with Philly.
It don't matter who it is.
Okay.
The Knicks are waiting.
Okay.
All right? It's just that way.
We get another bet since you do that.
Come on now.